I give you praise. Oh, you are the life. Oh, the truth, the way. And I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. You are the life. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise? Amen. Just turn with me quickly. I just want to read a scripture here as we open the service. Psalms 103. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Lord, add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow in a brief word of prayer. Father, we are grateful to be able to come into the house of the Lord once again. What a privilege and an opportunity it is for us to gather in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we know that wherever a few of us are gathered, you promise to be in our midst. And you've proven that over and over to us again. We pray that you would do it once again tonight. May the Spirit, Lord, just come and just minister to our hearts and speak to us in the only way that you can. And Father, we just trust that you'll just bless all that are here present, those that are still on the way, those that would join us online, those that are unable to be with us tonight, whatever, Lord, the reasons are. Ask that you look upon each saint, Lord, in their respective places, and may the Spirit of God have the preeminence and all that's done. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, Lord, we lift our hands in worship. Oh, as we bless your holy name. For you are great and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one like you. God, you are great and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, Lord, we lift our hands in worship, oh, as we bless your holy name. Oh, you deserve the glory, oh, and the honor. Yes, Lord, we lift our hands in worship, oh, as we bless your holy name. Oh, you are great and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one like you. God, you are great, and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one like you. God, you are great, and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one like you. Yes, you are great, and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Amen. No one like Jesus. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. To be in his presence once again. We have asked our brother Mark to come, amen, and minister for us tonight. And we're looking forward to what the Lord has placed in his heart. Amen. We thank God also for Sunday. He's still been, amen, feasting and rejoicing from that sermon on Sunday. And I know we should have some testimonies, amen, that have come forth on this time tomorrow. Amen. So we want to hear what the Lord has done for his people. Amen. But let's just welcome, amen, Brother Mark Cosby to the pulpit tonight. Amen. As he comes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing Grace, oh how sweet, yes, the sound, oh that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was
God bless you this evening. Funny thing, I was back there and my Bible was already turned to Psalms 103 because I was studying it because of my notes. And then you literally read the scriptures I was going to read somewhere down the sermon. So I love when God just does things like that. So, amen. Before we open up the word, let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just count it once again an honor and a privilege to be in your presence, Lord, to be in your house. Just thinking your prophet said your chosen place of worship is in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we're here tonight, Lord, we come to just feast on what you have for us, Lord. May you just speak to each heart, Lord. May you just speak to each need, Lord. And may you bring each scripture, each quote to life, Lord. And just move me far out the way, Lord. May your children just hear you and only you tonight, Lord. And Father, once again, just have preeminence, Lord, over your house, over your people, over your service, Lord, and just bless this night, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, we'll turn our Bibles to John chapter 1. So St. John chapter 1, and then we'll go to Genesis chapter 1. So say amen when you get there. So very familiar scriptures as you read here. So it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So just reading from that, what we get that is that God and his Word are one and the same. You got to have both of them. You can't just pick what you want. You got to have God and his Word because they're the same. And they'll go to verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. In verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then we'll go to Genesis chapter 1, and we'll have you be seated. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So I love how those scriptures just come right together, because he created the heaven and earth by his word. And he is the word. And so I just love how literally from all the way from Genesis to John, it fits together like a puzzle piece. Right. So may God add a blessing of his word, and you guys will be seated. So then we'll go back to St. John, and we'll go to St. John 1, verse 14. So it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I believe the word today is still made flesh. I'm looking at him right now, every one of you guys. And so the title of this sermon will be Submitting to the Word. I think there's something that in this day and age, a lot of people have forgot to do is to submit to the Word. Yeah, they'll claim him as their Savior, but that's far as they'll go. They're not willing to submit to what the Savior is saying to them. And so the word, so submitting is surrendering, resigning, yielding, referring to another for a decision. So I believe submission is the key to have a successful walk with God, because if we're not willing to submit, because he even says in Matthew 11, anybody who's heavy laden and laborious, he said, come unto me, take my yoke upon me. In order to do that, you have to submit yourself to what the Lord is saying, to what his requirements are in order to get that perfect rest. Everybody in this world is looking for a rest, but they're not willing to take the perfect rest. Because I can go on vacation, you can go on vacation for 2 weeks, and you can feel good, but when life hits back, because when that Monday morning hits, the problems hit. But if you're rested in God, those problems won't bother you, because you have God inside of you helping you solve those problems. So we heard in the beginning of this year, we all know, I will restore, saith the Lord. Yes, and there's still 4 months left. Right. And I believe God is still restoring things. Amen. He still has big things to restore in our church, in our personal life, in our families, in our friends. And I remember the prophet saying this, as we'll read in a quote in a second, that we got to ask God for big things. All right. And so it's still, I don't see some of our family members in here still. So we got to keep asking God for those big things. Yeah. Because I believe in a God who works on both ends. Yeah. And just because we don't see him doesn't mean that God's not working on him. And so the thing is, don't be scared to ask God for big things. Right. Open up your mouth, like our brother said on Sunday. You got to open your mouth up to God.
That's right.
And we read a quote from 1955, where I think Pentecost failed. And God will never, you can never exhaust God's love and mercy to you. You say, well, I hate to bother you so much, Father. God wants you to bother him. God wants to be reminded of his word.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. He wants you to ask. He wants us to be bothered that way. He doesn't never think that you could ever ask him too much of God. I believe the scripture says, you have not because you ask not.
Right.
He wants us to ask and believe that your joys would be full. Lord. He wants you to ask abundantly, ask for big things.
Amen.
Don't limit your faith to some little mustard seed. Get out there here to some other kind of faith and move on into big things.
Lord.
Ask big things just as easy as to receive little things. You just have to believe, that's all. And you got faith, just know exactly how to use it, and it'll be all right. You put it right to work, and it'll be just fine.
Yes.
Could you imagine talking about exhausting God's love and power and beneficiaries for you? Could you imagine a little bitty fish about this long out there in the middle of the ocean say, now, wait a minute, I better consider this thing. I better drink of this water sparingly because I might run out someday. A little fish and that big in the middle of this ocean out there. Just imagine a fish saying that, and how big the ocean is. You got the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, all these oceans, and the fish isn't even thinking about exhausting any resources. And that's how our God is. Our God is bigger than an ocean.
Glory.
I think that song "The Love of God" says you could stretch his love from sky to sky, and it wouldn't even master it.
Amen.
And so the thing is that we got to be willing to ask God for these things, because
yes,
God, I know God is a family man.
Amen.
Because as soon as Adam and Eve, when they did that sin, God already had a plan of salvation for them to bring his family back together.
Right.
And so I believe he wants to see our families back together in this church, because God is all about the family. Look, every prophet that came was pointing right to Jesus Christ. I even think about when he was on the cross dying for your sins, he was thinking of you.
Right.
even in pain and agony, he was thinking of you because he wanted to see you with him and in him. It even talks about it in John how he needs you. You're a part of him. So I believe that we're going to see a lot of things happen in these next 4 months. Because God is a God, is an untimed God. And he knows there's 4 months left. And he already has a plan in store to have your loved ones here. Amen. Read one more quote, then we'll hop into some more scriptures. We'll go to inspiration. And when they crossed Jordan, which means Jordan always been the death sign. And when they crossed Jordan, Elijah turned around and said, "What would y'all do unto you?" Said, "A double portion of your spirit be sent upon me." Said, "You asked a great thing." God wants us to ask for big things. Think about that. Elisha asked for a double portion, and God granted him that double portion. So I believe if Elijah could ask for a double portion, we can ask for a double portion too.
Amen.
Because he was a man just like us,
right,
with like pressure, all these things, and we can ask for the same thing.
Right.
I think sometimes we get in a point where we get so slothful and so lazy sometimes and so comfortable that we don't ask for more of God's spirit.
Right.
I think, because I remember the virgins, you had 5 foolish and 5 wise. And I believe that the wise kept getting more oil in their lamps. They kept getting more Holy Spirit. And it's something that we need in this day and age, because we're combating spirits that believers didn't have to combat 50 years ago. And so we need more of God in our life to help combat these things, because not only do we have it on billboards now, but we got it on social media. You got pop-ups now. All these things that are meant to just distract you, to catch your eye. You got these reels on YouTube. You got TikTok, all these things. Because YouTube used to have reels. But now you get these reels. They're like little 30-second, 1 minute. And you start watching them. And before you know it, 30 minutes has went by. And what it is, it's to reel your intention in. That's what the enemy's doing. That enemy knows his work is short. So he's trying to get your attention any way he can. And it'll be something little, so subtle, like music in the background. And it's crazy if you do research on how they do these things, how they put music for a reason to catch your attention. They play with your mind because it's entertainment. And you look back, flesh loves entertainment. Flesh loves stimulation. And so that music and it's all algorithms. All these things they put into is algorithms. And we got to be careful the things that we're feeding on. Because a lot of times they influence us to make decisions we wouldn't usually make or have thoughts we usually don't have. And we got to be careful, especially kids nowadays. I see kids with smartphones who are like 10 years old, 9 years old, and got smartphones and know how to operate it better than probably most of us here. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, do, 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 do. And the thing is, I believe Brother Jason said this statement, Demarez, I think he said, asked a question, he posted something. When should we give our kids smartphones? He said, we want their childhood to end. I was like, wow. It's the truth, though, because they got access to all these things. Because, I mean, Google is endless. And so I think it's dangerous to give children smartphones. Anyway, let's just keep it going. We'll go to Isaiah 40:21. So going back to asking God for big things, let me finish this quote real quick. That long out in the middle of the ocean saying, "I better not drink much of this water because it might go dry." Well, that's just unreasonable, as it would be more reasonable than to be think of God's blessings would ever be exhausted to a believer. All heaven belonged to you. I like that. All heaven belong to you.
Yes.
Amen. So it says in Isaiah 4:21, "Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasoning, saith the King of Jacob." Whatever needs you have, bring forth your strong reasonings. If you have need of healing, deliverance, a lost loved one, a son or daughter who's gone the way or way, bring your strong reasonings. I remember the prodigal son. I just know that father, when his son left, he was earnestly praying for his son. And I believe that his prayers helped protected his son from certain things. And I go back into my life. I remember my old Sunday school teacher. When I was out in the world wayward, she literally would set a timer on her phone every day to pray for my brother and I.
Wow.
Every day, faithfully. And just to think, I believe that God honored those prayers. And when I heard that, it really just touched my heart to think that even when I was out the way, out of God's grace and mercy, in a sense saying that she was still praying for me. And I believe that prayers don't expire. Even though my brother isn't serving the Lord right now, I believe those prayers haven't expired. And so I'm believing that my brother's going to be restored this year. I may not know how, I may not know when, but I'm believing it. Because God promised to restore all things. And God isn't a halfway God. When he gave Abraham and Sarah a baby, he didn't patch them up. He made them new. They look young again. And so I believe that God isn't trying to patch up things. He makes things new.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Psalms 103, as you read. Amen. So we go Psalms 103, verses 1 through 8. So I believe that we sometimes forget all the benefits that we have as believers,
yes,
serving a living God,
yes,
because our God's not dead.
Right.
So some may just go to church and just, you know, just there to be seen, but I believe in a living God who wants all of your life, who wants to change you from the inside out, because I believe the best thing that we could ever have is not necessarily natural blessings, but inside blessings.
Right.
Your soul prospering, because we're not taking any of these nice things that we have, cars and houses. Those things are nice and beautiful, but what the most important thing is God changes the inside out.
Yeah.
I remember a brother told me one time that we should have a testimony every day, and not just natural things, but how did God change your nature today?
Yes.
And because that's the biggest thing is what Jesus Christ being more inside of you. Because when a person gets gold, they beat the gold till they see their image.
That's right.
Can God see more of himself inside of you today?
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily big steps every day, baby steps. Because
yes.
I believe small victories lead to victories of the war.
Right.
Any war you look at all throughout history, when they won the war, they won it through small battles first.
Amen.
Because you don't just jump to a big battle and win it. You got to fight the small battles first.
Yes.
It's the things that's done behind the scene,
yes,
that really matter the most.
Praise
so
God.
Verse 1, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me.
Right.
All, not just some, but all.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
God.
Let's read some of these benefits that we have as believers.
Right.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Right.
So there's no disease too big or too small. I heard a testimony.
Amen.
From this one sister, I can't remember her name, but this cancer, nobody ever survived it, and God gave her a healing, and they had to rewrite the books for her.
Amen.
Think about that. Rewrite the books for her,
yes,
because our God, diseases don't stop our God.
Right. Amen.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who remembers that day when he took your feet off the miry clay and placed your feet in the rock to stay?
Amen.
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness, that's favor, and tender mercies.
Amen.
Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Hallelujah.
The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his actions to the children of Israel. And he's still making his ways known unto us right now. He just didn't stop with the children of Israel. He just didn't stop in the apostles, but he's still leading and guiding today.
Glory.
Verse 8, the Lord is merciful. I love that. Thank you for that, Lord. And gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And then we'll go to 11 and 14. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. I love that right there.
Yeah.
So what God is desiring is a reverence and a respect. That's what fear really is. Fear isn't cowering, but fear is a reverence and respect. And I believe that we should reverence and respect God every single day. He's worthy of that. Verse 14, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. So God knows we're frail, God knows we're human, but we can't use that as a crutch or as an excuse to keep sinning and doing the same thing. Because when somebody truly repents, you turn around and don't do it again. Because the thing, if you keep doing the same thing, repenting, you're sinning willfully.
That's right.
So we got to do true repentance, because it says in Revelations, be zealous therefore and repent.
Right.
So that's something we got to do. Every day we're sinning somehow in some shape. But was by accident on purpose, so we got to make it right with God. Amen. So keep asking for your family. Keep asking for a complete nature change. Keep asking for financial freedom.
Glory.
Keep asking for healing. We're in a season,
hallelujah,
where God's restoring all things. And again, we're in a season where God's restoring all things. Don't let him pass you by this season.
Hallelujah.
Take advantage right now of what God is doing. Ask big things.
Yes.
Always love this song. I'm going to read it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
amen,
please don't,
amen,
do it without me.
Amen.
Don't do it without me. He says, you got to tell him for yourself. Lord, if you're healing in this season, please don't do it without me. Lord, if you're blessing, he's blessing in this season.
Yes.
Please don't do it without,
yes,
me. So don't let the Lord pass you by in this season. Because you don't want to be like the children of Israel when God said, go into this land that I've got for you, I placed for you. He gave them all a blueprint how he's going to do it, and then they chose not to do it. Then after the fact, when they got punished, some others tried to go in there and go in the land, and they perished. So don't wait. Do it right now.
Glory.
While God's moving this season right now. Because you don't want to have one of the greatest things human beings have is regret. We don't want regret and saying, Lord, I wish I would have did more in this season. I wish I would have asked more. Just ask now. Open up your mouth loud and ask.
Right.
Amen. Psalms 46. Laying a little foundation right now. So I love this psalm right here. So God is our what? Our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I love that. Therefore, will we not fear though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. So I love how he placed that first. God is our refuge. Then he explained all the things that have been going on. But if you're refuged in God, I don't know if that's a word or not, and strengthening God, then none of those things are going to faze you.
Yes, sir.
Because we got a perfect rest promised to us, and it's in Christ. It's in him, which is the word. And Brother Branham talked about how they asked him about the Sabbath day and this and that. He said, you want to be in his word. That's the true rest to give to the believers, the Holy Ghost. And we want to be hidden in the Holy Ghost for a reason, because that's where that perfect rest is. Jesus mentioned it, and then Paul mentioned what Jesus mentioned again. So that rest that's promised to you is something that you got to fight for, because the enemy doesn't want you to be in that rest. Because the enemy knows when all is at rest and perfect submission, then he's powerless. So we got to be seeking after that rest constantly, because the enemy is going to do anything he can to discourage you, to get you distracted, to hurt you. But we got to be submitted and surrendered to God, to his word. Let's keep going to Psalms 119. So the word must have preeminence in your life. It must be your absolute.
Amen.
It can't just be something you cling to when everything's going bad, but it has to be something that's good times and bad things.
Right.
Bad times, you got to cling to that word.
Right.
Because that's what God's looking for, a believer who just doesn't serve him based upon circumstances.
Right. Right.
Because we have friends like that who just call you when they need something, but when everything else is good, they don't come and talk to you. So God doesn't want that type of believer, that type of relationship. He's not marrying somebody that just uses him, but God is looking for somebody who's committed. Because like when somebody gets married, so what? Till death does us part. Doesn't matter if they're rich, they're poor, if they're sick. You got to love that person no matter what circumstances are going on. And God loved us even when we were dead in sin. And he knew the day that we would give our heart to him. And he still loved us as much as when we're in sin as he does now. His love is unchangeable. Let's keep going to Psalms 119. So I love this scripture, because thy word have I hid in my heart. We got to hide that word in our heart.
Amen.
Brother Jack mentions this many times. We got to know the word. We got to read the word.
Amen.
Because we can't just read the word when we come to church when the preacher's preaching it. But this is something that you have to read at home.
Oh.
I'm not saying you got to spend 3 hours a day reading. What I'm saying is it's quality.
Yes.
Are you spending quality, or are you just trying to fix it with some quantity? Because quality and quantity are two different things.
Right.
Because I can pray for an hour that means nothing, that is no in the spirit, or I can pray for 10 minutes
right.
and enter in the spirit.
Because yeah.
Moses, he had all this training. He knew that he was to deliver the children of Israel, but it did him no good.
Right.
But when he met with God in 5 minutes in the presence of the bush, as the prophet said, he knew more than he had to do with the 40 years of training that he had.
Right.
So that's what we need. That's why this whole scripture in Ephesians, Brother Jack was preaching on that chapter, it was about really getting in the spirit, getting into prayer, getting in the armor on.
Amen.
Because that's what you need to combat the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Because we're not here to cower. We're here to go on the offense.
Right.
We're here to take back what is ours.
Amen.
Like Brother Jerry preached about going beyond the camp.
Glory.
We got to go beyond the camp. We got to fight
right.
for what's rightfully ours.
Amen.
The enemy, we got to snatch it back. Just like when Jesus snatched those keys back from his enemy, we got to snatch our family members back.
Amen.
We got to snatch our financial freedom back. We got our healing, all these things we got to snatch back, because he has no right. He lost every right on Calvary.
Amen.
And we have the authority to get it back.
Amen.
But you got to know the word, though. You got to be able to speak that word into existence. You got to believe that word is for you. You got to be able to see yourself in the Bible. I believe Brother Brandon was talking a story about, I forgot exactly, but this kid remembered his mom long ago told him to read your name in here, that he was healed for Willie Pruitt's, you know, sins and all these things. And you got to read yourself in there. See, when you're reading the Bible, it's a love letter written back to you. So you got to place yourself in there that he did this for you personally. And that's how the word becomes more real and real and real. So the Bible says he wants to put his word upon your heart and in your mind. We got to fall in love with the word. We got to know how to use the word. Let's go to Romans chapter 2. Amen. And read verses 13 through 15. So verse 13 says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." So the thing is, even James talks about it's not just about hearing the word, but it's about being a doer of the word. Because you can hear a good word all day and all night, but if there's not a resting or a bedding ground for that word to fall into, you're defeating the purpose. Because Brother Branham said this, that it's anybody can preach a sermon, but it's about living the sermon. We got to live the word. You got to when a minister comes and spends his time preparing for God to use him, we got to make sure we're preparing our heart so God to speak to us. Because if proper preparation isn't made, then you're not going to receive the fullness of what God has for him. Say it again. If proper preparation is not made, you're not going to receive the fullness that God has for you. Because when God speaks, it's a living word. But if there's not a conduit to receive that living word, then you're going to let them pass you by. And that song says, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Right. So don't let them pass you by. Let's go to verse 14. "For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of salvation law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another." So I love that God wants to write these things upon your heart and upon your mind. Because it's not just about doing something just because you think you should do it, but it's about organic. Because what? A sheep doesn't what manufacture wool. It bears wool. So it's something that has to be organic, not because the pastor said so or one of the ministers said so, but you got to do it because you love God. And that's the biggest thing. It has to be a love relationship, not a bunch of do's and don'ts relationship, but a love relationship. Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 3 there. So it says, "My son, keep my words and lay upon my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live in my law as the apple of thy eye." I love this right here. "Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thy heart." And you have to do that. That's something that has to be done, because that word, if you have it in the right place, if you know how to use it right, it's going to change situations. Because God's called us all to be peacemakers. He said, "Blessed are they peacemakers." You can bring joy into a situation. You can bring peace into a situation. "A soft answer turneth away wrath." See, all these things, these scriptures we have at our fingertips, just waiting for what the right mental attitude first, so God can bring it to pass. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we'll read verses 18 through 21. Let me get there myself. I'll read it on here. "Therefore shall you lay upon these my words in your heart," I love this, "and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as a frontlets between your eyes." Let's go to verse 19. "And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." So to me, that's a hidden life in Christ right there. Let's go to verse 20. It says, "And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house." You can have, like, if you want. I love having, like, little scriptures, you know, posted in my room. I used to have that in my old house. "Post thy house and upon thy gates." And then verse 21. "That your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth." So I just love that the Lord has promised us so many beautiful things. In this age, the word has been opened up fully, and this is one of the greatest ages to live in, because it's the blending of time and eternity. I remember the prophet said that if God gave him a choice what age to live in, he said, "I'll live in this age." And this age may be the hardest age, but just think about just the reward you get for overcoming. And so I count it an honor and a privilege to be here with you guys, to serve amongst you guys, to fight in the battle with you guys, that we know the rapture is coming soon. It may not be tomorrow, it may be next year, maybe an hour from now. But I'm thankful that we can live in an age that, just because Satan is roaring everywhere, God has given us strength to be able to conquer the enemy, to overcome any and everything through him. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 22:37. So verse 37. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So I believe this right here. If we submit to those two words right there, then everything else is going to fall in line. Because if you really love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, you're going to want to please him every single day. And that's how I believe why Jesus said these two things. Because if you're doing these two things, you're not going to worry about committing adultery. Right. Doing this and doing that. Because these two things, everything's going to fall in line. So I believe every day that we can reach a new height in loving God. Because our love has to grow. God has to place more of his love inside of you every day. Because God just doesn't want to be loved with our carnal love, but he wants to be loved back with his love. And that's why I believe the prophet said this, that only those with perfect love can enter in. So if he said lay everything aside until you get it, we got to keep getting it. Because a lot of times human beings, we think we like goals. Like we complete this goal and I'm done with it. But it's not, serving God isn't a goal. It's a life. Amen. Something has to be lived every day. And I say this statement all the time. When motivation isn't there, discipline has to kick in. Because look at the word disciple. If you break it down, it's discipline in there. And disciples had to discipline themselves. Because every day, I guarantee you, they didn't feel like getting up and praying and reading the word and going out. Imagine, they didn't have cars. They had to walk everywhere. The shoes sometimes maybe wore out, whatever it is. You know, fasting all the time. A lot of times it's hard for us to fast one day a week. And I can attest to that. I remember a couple years ago, I could fast like it was nothing. But then what happens is you get so busy that the enemy makes you forget about those victories you had by doing these things. So I think a day that we need to fast, I'm not saying you got to fast a whole week, but at least fast a couple times a month, at least. I think we can at least give that to God. Because when you fast, what you're doing is you're killing the eye. Because the eye wants to eat. And I love food. I'm a foodie. I'll be honest with you. And so it be hard sometimes, but it's a reward for doing that. You know what I'm saying? And so now, in order for all these things to come to pass, what we've been talking about, we have to submit to the word of God. And when you're submitting to the word of God, you're submitting to God. We heard at the beginning of the year, we have to get back in step. We got to make sure to stay in step. And the reason we stay in step is by submitting to the word. Because the only reason why we got out of step is because of lack of submission. And we got to come back to the basics, ABCs. Amen. We don't make it more complicated than it has to be. Just make it simple. Amen. Just make it simple as possible. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. It's something literally simple that sometimes it's hard for us as human beings, and I'm putting myself right in the same boat, because it's hard sometimes because we make ourselves so busy in this life. We're trying to do this, trying to complete this, trying to do this, pay this off, pay that off, and sometimes we get so engulfed in that we kind of take our eyes a little bit off of Christ and we start to sink. And the thing is, we got to keep our eyes on Christ in this day and age, because it's a hard age to keep the eyes on if you're not connected with him, as it says in John 15, that we got to be connected with him, connected to the vine daily. Amen. So we got to make sure to stay in step, because there's an enemy out there, the devil, and your flesh. And as our pastor said, we have to kill the eye every day. So when our pastor comes and the ministers come, our brother and guest ministers, we got to submit to the word that's coming forth. So if they taking the time to prepare their hearts to be used by God, we ought to take the time to receive what God has for them. Because God just doesn't bring people from across the sea just because it has sounded good, but he brings it with a purpose. Because a specific word that he has to use and speak to this man, that we have to be able to receive it. Because the prophet said, we don't come to church just to see one another. We come to find out where we're at with God. And God has something for you, not only in service, but when you're reading the word of God, listening to the tapes. Because the prophet said this, rapturing faith lies in the tapes. So we can't just expect to get our rapturing faith just by Brother Jack reading us some quotes. But we got to go back and listen to that, what he was reading. Because the thing is, we live in a day and age where we got so much technology that, imagine back in the day, Sister Kid and them, Brother Kid, they had tape recorders. That's how people listen to a tape recorders. But now we have iPads. We got apps, Messenger of the Hour. So we have no excuse why we shouldn't be listening to the Messenger of the Hour. We have books at our literally book presses, everything we got at our fingertips. So we got to spend more time reading, more time praying, and more time in the Messenger of the Hour. These three things, that's what's going to get you closer with God. Amen. Amen. So then on top of that, we have to take what God spoke to us personally and hide it in our hearts. That's why in Psalms 119 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So the key is we have to play our part. We have to make sure we're taking the time, like I said, to prepare our heart every day so we can be ready to receive a word from God at church. But not only at church, but what about the grocery store? Because maybe God wants to use you in Walmart to somebody. Maybe somebody needs a word. It could be a one word God can use. I'm not saying you gotta engulf somebody with the word and tell them every scripture, but just be a living epistle. Because that's what the word calls us to be. Not a Bible that you just shove it down somebody's throat, but being a living epistle. And because somebody might not ever read a Bible, you might be the only Bible that they may read, as the prophet told us. So let's go to John 4, verses 23-24. Like I said, you got to be ready to receive to God anything. The Bible, I said, messages in the Bible, anything, listening to songs. All these things are important. Preparation of the heart is important. But God, what is God looking for? "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth."
Yes, sir.
That's the name of our church, right?
That's right.
Let's keep going. "For the Father seeketh such to worship him."
Amen.
In order to worship God in that way, preparation has to come in.
Amen.
Because the flesh doesn't want to worship God in the spirit and the truth. The flesh doesn't want to worship God to begin with, but if it has to, it'll do it half-heartedly. So let's go to the next verse. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him," what does that say?
Must
worship him in spirit and in truth. So this is a must. It's not something you can take or leave. If you really want God to move in your life, you got to be willing to lay things aside and worship him in the spirit and the truth. It's not something that just happens naturally just because you wake up. No. The first thing that if we all can attest to, the first thing you're thinking about is, what am I do today? How's work going to turn out? What am I eat for breakfast? All these things. The first thing we got to do is, I try to do this every day, get on your knees and just seek God. Because if you start your day off like that, your day is going to most likely be successful.
Hallelujah.
Because the first thing we should be asking, Lord, what do you want me to do today?
Yes.
What is your plan? How can I help the furtherance of your kingdom? That's what I believe seeking the kingdom really is, because God promised to take care of all these needs. He knows you have needs, spiritual and physical. We'll go to a quote now. This is from Glorified Jesus. "That's where God's built his church every time. What's the greatest thing the prophet said you can ask from God? Revelation." He's built his church upon a revelation. So I think we need to ask God for more revelation. We ask God, Lord, who am I inside of you? Help me to see who you are in a deeper light. Because we can't come to a place where, oh, God, I know you enough. No, it doesn't work that way. Because how many times have you read a scripture years ago and read it again, and there's more revelation? It's more meaning because you've been through things where that scripture means that much more to you. I remember when my parents kicked me out of the house, and I remember the Lord put the scripture in my mind about how that I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword.
Wow.
And when I read that scripture, because I look back now, a little testimony, I look back and when I kicked out, things were said, and I was, you know, I was able to forgive my dad right there because of the Lord. Because Jesus said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Anyways, when I took that stand for the Lord, being kicked out for believing the message of the hour, believing the Lord, I didn't turn back. And one thing I did was I look back now that my dad's relationship, him and our relationship now, is the closest it's ever been. And I believe that's because I took a stand for God.
Amen.
And when you take a stand for God, he'll take a stand for you.
Amen.
And so I love that. See, I could have compromised the situation, but I said, no, God meant too much to me.
Right.
I wasn't willing to let that go. For this, and when I got kicked out of my house, I had to move with my grandma, and then got my own place. Man, the Lord just opened things up. I remember going to men's meeting that year, and meeting Brother Josue and seeing Brother Jack again, and then after that, being called to the ministry. All these things just started just taking place. Cause a lot of times, sometimes we keep ourselves in a bad atmosphere. And God can't grow us in there. And so that's why he has to light the fire. Like something has to happen for us to get kicked out or us to get back in step. And when that happened, Lord just started opening things. I was like, wow. You know, it's just, I just thank God for that. Because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here today, you know, with you guys, serving with you guys. So amen. So I want you to notice, every man that ever has spiritual revealed truth of the will of God makes preparation for the fulfilling. I love that. So God has given us a word, I will restore. So we got to make sure that we're prepared to receive the restoration. I'm going to say it again. We got to make sure that we're prepared to receive the restoration. Because God is willing to open the windows of heaven, but if you're not prepared, you won't be able to receive it. So don't miss what he's doing in this season, like we said before. So, amen. So I hope that goes, he said, deep down tonight, way down on the fifth rib on the left side. That's a good one. Notice, if it's ever revealed to you that God's going to heal you, you just get ready for it. That's all. Amen. Spiritual real truth. Job knew that God was going to do something. He was going to send a redeemer. Notice, let's take it for a few moments. We'll go to Ephesians 5. Now we're going to get into the submission part now. So Ephesians 5, it says 5:21. Amen. So it says in verse 21, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I believe that we got to submit ourselves one to another. And the thing is, like, we're not always going to agree on every single thing. But the most important thing we got to agree on is the word. Amen. You may like chicken, I may like steak, whatever it is. But we got to, the most important thing in order for God to move inside a church is to be in one accord. Because we look in the upper room. They all had probably differences of what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, different personalities. But they got in a place where they're in one accord and one spirit. And the same thing can happen in our church, and God can pour his spirit down. But we got to be in one accord. We got to be in unity, because the body of Christ isn't separate. If a body, see, for instance, if your body has something wrong, say your brain can't send a signal down somewhere, then something's going to be off. And the thing is, a body has to have everything working in harmony. It's like in heaven, everything's working in harmony. And we got to be like what it is in heaven. Obviously, we have mistakes, all these things, but God is looking for a effort of a believer. Because God is going to honor if you're really doing it from the heart. He's going to bless these things. And that's why I believe, like what Brother Jack was saying about restoration and brotherly kindness. And God is trying to restore these things. What the enemy's trying to take away and eating away, he's trying to restore these things. And we can get in that one accord and one mind with each other. We got to lay things aside. I don't care what this person did to you, this or that or that or that or that. The Bible says this. Jesus said, if you can't forgive men for their trespasses against you, he can't forgive you for your trespasses. So people are going to do things. We're human. You know, make mistakes. And somebody may never say sorry to you. And they may never know they did something wrong. But the thing is, you got to be able to make peace with the past. Because if you can't make peace with the past, you're going to be holding something against somebody. And we got to be willing to make peace with the past. Because I know some things in my life, you think you made peace with it, but you really haven't. And the thing is, just make peace with that thing and you can move forward with God. Because what you're doing is you're hindering yourself by holding a grudge against somebody. I don't care if they this did or that or blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. Forgive and forget and move on. And ask God to help you, because I know for a fact that that as human beings, we can't forgive on our own. God has to be one to help us to give us that supernatural forgiveness. Because human beings will try to forgive, but we'll keep it in our mind over and over. This person did me wrong, this and that and that and that and that. But no, don't do that. Ask God for help, because he's our refuge and our strength for a reason. Amen. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, 5. I'll close here in the next 5 minutes. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. I was reading on here. So likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. So I love how it doesn't stop right there. So you can't say, well, the younger people just got to submit. But it says, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. I think humility is so key in the sight of God's eyes, because a humble and contrite spirit in no wise will God despise. So we got to be willing to submit to one another. We're not here to serve ourselves. We're here to serve one another. If Jesus could wash feet, like Brother Bram said in that day, he was called a fush wash flunky. If he could wash his disciples' feet and do that, how much more can we wash one another's feet? You know what I'm saying? And the washing feet isn't just on communion. Washing feet is actually going down to somebody and helping somebody, help lifting somebody up. That's what feet washing is as well. Feet washing isn't just this communion, but it goes past that. So it says, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Let's go to verse 6 for me, please. And it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, a lot of times human beings say, oh, he's going to exalt me. I'm gonna like, oh, I'm big and bad. No, it's not about that. It's so he can be exalted inside of you. That's what it's about. Let's go to verse 7. It says, casting what? all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Not just 50%, but it says all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8, please. Says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he knows that this is a season of restoration. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to come by, get you discouraged, get you to disbelieve the word, get your eyes off the word. But it says, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom may devour. So Peter is here is warning us that the enemy's trying to come. So he says, you got to be sober, you got to watch, and you got to pray. Let's go to verse 9, please. And it says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So we're all going through something. All of us are, the devil is attacking us in different ways. He knows your weaknesses, and we got to pray for one another. I believe that's how you keep unity in a church, is being willing to pray for one another. Because we believe that God's going to restore the gifts. But in order for him to restore the gifts, we got to be one accord and one mind and one body, so these gifts can be operated the way that the Bible says. Amen. Let's go to Philippians 2. So the Bible says in Philippians 2, verses 1 through 8 real quick. So if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. That's what we're talking about, the unity right there. Because it's not talking about you liking this, not liking this, but it's about in the word of God. Unity. Fulfill ye my joy. Verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Serving, lifting one another up. Look not every man in his own things, but every man also in the things of others. Verse 5. I live right here. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Brother Branham said that greatness humiliates itself. Remember that quote. But made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. It was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So if the very God of heaven could humble himself, then why we can't humble ourselves? Because somebody who's really humble, somebody who's really humble is willing to lay down their life for their brother and their sister. Willing to lay their life down for their neighbor, because somebody did that for us. We were one of those lost sheep at one time, and God sent somebody to come rescue us. And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, and that's restoring. So God wants to see us to maybe restore somebody in this season as well. Maybe somebody at work, maybe somebody walking on the street or something. So restoration isn't just for us, but it's also for others too, because God has given us the ministry of reconciliation to go reconcile somebody. Read one more quote, and then we'll close here. Two more quotes, and we'll close here. But before the body can ever become perfect, the spirit will bring it into submission to God to make you. It'll war all the time and constant. Paul said, we'll never get more than he see. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is near me. And that's the constant war of the flesh and the spirit. There you are, heir of all things, heir of eternal life, heir of divine healing. This is a song he's singing. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born in his spirit, washed in the blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. He says right here, perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and love. And then I look the word submission. The word submission is the act of submitting, the act of yielding to power or authority, surrendering of a person and power of the control and the government of another. And I like that song, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. So that's something we got to do every day, is the more we can surrender, the more God can lighten that load, the more God can be, like John the Baptist said, I must decrease so he can increase. So God is trying to increase in our life every day. So we got to be willing to decrease. We got to forget about reputation, forget about this. We got to be living epistles. We got to be the light. We're the light of the world, as Jesus called us to be. And it's not our light, but it's his light that's shining inside of us. So the more you can surrender, the lighter his light's going to be bright. One more quote, then we'll close. This is from a personal experience with God. The people in the audience tonight could touch him with faith. So it would make him turn if he was on a platform and say, your sins are forgiven, or your cancer is healed, whatever was wrong with you. Tell you about it. Do you believe that? Well, then, he has no hands but our hands now. He's here in the spirit form. No eyes but our eyes. No ears but ours. No tongue but ours. So let him have everything. The secret of this is submitting yourself with godly love into the hands of a loving Father and letting Him take you over. That's all. That's the key to, I believe, to receiving a full restoration, is being able to submit yourself to God every day. Because that's one of the hardest things to do, is to submit. It's hard because human nature doesn't want to submit. So we got to go past human nature and crucify that flesh every day, because the more that we submit, the more God can bless you. And we don't serve God just for blessings. We serve God because we love Him, because it goes way past the blessings. Because He could, like Brother Jerry said, never bless us another day in His life, and we would still be indebted. So let's not forget what God did for us on Calvary and rose again. And right there, Paul said, I know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. If you know those two things, that means a lot. That's literally everything right there. That's why you're here today, is what He did on the cross. So let's just stand to our feet and just bow our heads and just close in a word of prayer. Almighty God, we just thank You this evening, Lord, for this time that we could just spend in Your presence, Lord. Just knowing that You're still moving, Lord, that You're a God who's not dead, that You're a God who's still changing lives, who's still filling with the Holy Ghost, who's still leading ministers, leading believers. You're still leading, Lord. You're the great shepherd, Lord. And Father, as we see this year, Lord, this going by so fast, just seeing it's the month of August already, Lord. But Lord, we know that You're still doing big things, Lord. And we want to be able just to speak big things out, Lord, that You can fulfill these things in our life, Lord. We still have loved ones who are not here, who are still not under the faith, Lord. And Father, we're believing that we're going to see them, Lord, that they're going to be restored, Lord. No matter how bad their condition is, Lord, they can still be restored. And we look back to the prodigal son just to think all those things that he got into. But Lord, he came back, Lord, and was restored. And Father, maybe there's some prodigal sons and families, Lord, and prodigal daughters, Lord. But Father, we know, Lord, that there's nothing that can limit You, Lord. That You're a God who doesn't operate inside of a box. But Lord, You're everywhere, omnipresent. And Lord, may You just have the full preeminence in our life, Lord, that You can restore us from the inside out, Lord. Restore our financial freedom. Restore our health, Lord. Restore things that have been out of balance for so long, Lord. Father, may You just bless each one here tonight, Lord, each one on the live stream, Lord, and may Your word just go forth in our heart, Lord. May we cultivate it, Lord. May we live what we heard today, Lord. May we not let this word pass us by tonight, Lord. Yes. May this word, may we remember this word, Lord, when things would happen, these big things would happen, Lord. May You bless the night of worship, Lord. I just believe You're going to do big things in there, Lord. I believe there's going to be some people, Lord, who are on the fence, Lord, that the night of worship is going to just change them from death unto life, Lord. May Your spirit just move freely in that worship, Lord. May You be glorified, Lord. May Your words just come forth and just rest in our hearts, Lord. May we worship You in the spirit and the truth, Lord. It's not some concert, Lord, but it's for You to be glorified, Lord. And may You just bless this time. May You just bless all the time and the money, Lord, this blessed double portion, Lord. And thank You for giving us the opportunity to host this little event, Lord. Yes. We're not going to take it for granted. We're going to, Lord, just put You in the whole entire thing. Yes. And may You bless all those traveling overseas, Lord, driving in the car, flying, Lord. And, Lord, may You be glorified. May they be able to say that. May they say, I met the God of Israel there tonight, Lord. I met the God of Jacob. I met the God of Abraham. May they just have that experience, Lord, I pray. May personal experiences be had, Lord, and may You continue to bless our little church, Lord. And thank You, Lord, for all the ministers, the pastor, all the brothers and sisters here tonight, Lord. Those on live stream aren't here. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Bless you. You can be seated. Certainly appreciate Brother Mark on tonight. And I was just kind of, as I was listening to him, the just the whole thought on submitting to the word is so, it's just important. I think that was our theme for last year, submitting to the perfect will of God. And as he was just kind of going through, it took me back to some of the things that Brother Francois was telling us as well, and one of the things, I went back to my notes looking real quick. Brother Francois made a statement about many of us have a bachelor's degree in reasoning. And the reason that we get a bachelor's degree in reasoning is because we're not willing to submit to what the Word of God says. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I know in my own personal life, there's been times where I've looked at, you know, things in this message that I might not have, it wasn't clear to me at the time that I was reading it. But, you know, as I waited on the Lord, he began to show more to of that to me. And I understood the spirit by which the prophet was saying those things. So what we find is that in life, we have to find, amen, opportunity to just submit, you know. And he gave a definition right off the top of what that submitting is. It's actually yielding and deferring your, I mean, you have the ability to make a decision, but you actually submit, you yield or defer that to another person. Man, that is powerful. That's powerful. And the very best thing to ever make decisions for you is the Word of God. Amen. I defer to what the Word says. I defer. We appreciate that, Brother Mark. Amen. The Lord bless you on tonight. Glory to God. I find I am equally helped by these things. I tell you, it's oftentimes you come and you just need the Lord to speak something to you, and certainly he spoke to us tonight. Praise God. Let's just get tonight's announcements, and we'll go from there. Okay, yeah, I guess we missed this on Sunday, but we do have, amen, the church is growing, and we thank God for Zion Israel Anderson Fulford, born on July 18th, 2024, and 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 20 inches. So we thank God for Zion, amen, being in our midst. And certainly want to continue to keep Sister Jemima in prayer as well. Praise the Lord. So don't forget, this Sunday we'll have our morning prayer from 9 to 10, and then service will start at 10:30. Also, Sunday school from 9:30 to 10, and for our youth and our young adult. Sunday school classes are streaming continuous through Twitter, Facebook, and our church website, John 4:23. And then also we have a few upcoming events. South Florida choir rehearsal, that's going to be August 17th, and also August 24th. The 17th will be at Bride of Christ Tabernacle in Boynton Beach, there where Brother Gene is the pastor. And then the 24th, there's a rehearsal for the choir that'll be at Palm Beach Gardens High School. And I believe we set that for 2 o'clock. I think that's what it was, 2 o'clock. Might have to push it to 1 o'clock for some of these choir members, but I think it's 2 o'clock on that day we talked about. Next Wednesday, which would be the first Wednesday of August, August 7th, we'll have a communion and feet washing service here at the church, so keep that in mind. And as I mentioned, Brother Nathan has invited us for his Labor Day meetings, their annual Labor Day meetings. He had another minister that was supposed to come. He usually has two ministers, and one other minister was supposed to come, and they weren't able to make it. So he asked if we could stand in, you know, for the other minister, and just wanted to invite our church to come. So that'll be happening in New Albany. Those that don't know, that is actually, I could put Jeffersonville, because that's really where we're headed to. New Albany is a city right next to Jeffersonville. So if you've never been to Jeffersonville, this is a perfect opportunity to go, amen, and maybe get a tour or something like that of the area. So that'll be happening August 30th through September 1st. And that's coming the week after our night of worship. So we have the Message Believers Youth Banquet Friday, August 23rd from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's for the youth ages 13 to 40. And then the night of worship for the Message Believers Choir is August 24th, 6 p.m. And that's at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School Auditorium. And again, our Sunday service will also be held in the same location on Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. August 25th. It'll be at Palm Beach Gardens High School Auditorium. Please don't come here on that Sunday. We do anticipate that we'll have a lot of guests, so we wanted to have it in a place where we could accommodate the guests. So there, Sunday, August 25th, we will be at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School Auditorium, the same place where we'll be doing the night of worship. Our giving is Zelle primary the primary method for online giving is Zelle, and that's giving at john423.org. Cash App and PayPal, we are able to take those transactions, but there are fees associated with it, and we don't want to incur those fees. We don't want the saints giving to have to incur fees in their giving. So we ask that you use Zelle if you can. We have a box in the back. If you want to use the box in the back, those inside the sanctuary, and if you want to mail in an offering, the address is on the bottom of the screen. All right. Praise the Lord. Before we leave tonight, do we have any testimonies or prayer requests, amen, that we need to make mention of? Okay, I got two hands that I've seen go up. I got three hands. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Sister Charisse was first. Yeah.
It's okay. Amen. I just have two prayer requests. My grandmother's not feeling well. She was taken to the hospital today, and they're just running tests. So just asking prayer for her while she's going through that. And then also my niece is starting kindergarten, and she actually called and asked the church to pray for her because she's so nervous about it. So just praying that she has a good school year and first day tomorrow.
All right. Her first day is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll pray for Butter. Yes, sis.
So I just want to thank God for healing me. Thursday I went to work, and the sprinklers was going on, and if I had walked in front of it, I would have gotten wet, so I thought I'd just jump over it. But then my feet slipped, and I fell on both my knees, and the left one, I guess, was really, really bad because the next day it was swollen, and it hurt really bad. But Sunday when Brother Charles was preaching, and he said, you know, claim your healing, it's yours. And while I was sitting in service, like, I could not sit. It was hurting that bad, and I kind of walked out. But then I was like, no, I'm going to come back in. So I received what he was saying, and from that day, the swelling went down. And it didn't hurt as much. It still hurt, but, you know, I know I'm healed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. That's one of those, without hands being laid on you, you know, the spoken word healing. So we thank God for that. Brother Quentin.
My mom says, has told me she's been losing weight, and she's not been eating for a while, not having an appetite. And so she went to a procedure on Friday, and during the procedure, they found that she has an ulcer in her stomach. So I'm just asking prayer for my mom.
Okay, all right. We'll certainly remember her in prayer.
So prayer request, one of my friend's mom, grandma. She went to three doctors, and they can't find what's wrong, and she's throwing up and other things. So just for the Lord, just touch her, and for him just to be made known to her.
Okay. A friend's mom, you said. Okay.
Grandma.
A friend's grandmother. Okay. Anybody else? I know that Brother Solomon had put in a praise report with the brothers in the brothers group. He said Sister Shalom had come to church on Sunday not feeling well. I think her throat was troubling her. But and she was about to back out of singing because she just didn't feel well. But she said, "I'll just press through and sing." And you know, when Brother Charles was preaching, and about this time tomorrow, he read that scripture. They took a hold of that, and on Monday, Sister Shalom was feeling way better than what she was. So we thank God for honoring His word. You know, to us. Amen. And I'm one that I just believe that we are when God sends us a word like that, we got to jump all over it and accept it, because I don't think it's just, you know, that didn't go to the church down the street. That came to us, and God specifically gave us something, so we want to walk in that. And I'd be looking forward to hearing the testimonies that's coming back from that, because I know that was a right now word. Amen. So we thank God for even healing right in our midst there with Sister Esther. Sister Tina has her hand up. Amen.
God bless you. Last week, I was really not feeling well at all, and just exhausted and just very, very tired. Couldn't get out of bed, just really tired. Couldn't come to church Friday night because I was just tired. Didn't go to rehearsal for the choir because I was just really exhausted. But I told Sister Erica, I said, "Now I'm going to church Sunday." I said, "I can't get all of that, but I'm going to church Sunday." And I came to church Sunday. My head was still hurting. I had had a headache all week, just exhausted. My head was hurting Sunday when I was sitting here. And when the brother started saying, you know, just right now or this time tomorrow and things like that, I just started saying, you know, "Lord, just touch my head. Please, please, God, just touch my head." And I can say after church, I felt much better. And I saw Sister Erica later on that day, and I looked at her and I said, "I feel so much better." And she said, "You look better." And, you know, I thank God for that. And I went to the doctor Monday, and they had told me that I had very low vitamin D. But I said, "You know, God, you touched my body Sunday, regardless of what the doctor said. I know God touched my body because I knew how I was feeling." And I just thank God for touching my body on Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Sister Burris.
Thank you. I have a testimony to how the Lord touched my body. I think it was on Friday. I was just so weak, just didn't have enough strength to put one foot in front of the other, just about. And so I didn't make it out to service. And on Saturday, it wasn't too much better. And my feet were really bothering me and what have you. And I just began to talk to the Lord. "I can't stay home from church Sunday. I got to go to church," and I said, "and I got to go to work Monday. So I really need a touch." And I really thank the Lord for how he did touch my body. In the service, I was so energized. If you see the video, I was very energized. And sometimes I would try to stand up here. I could barely get up. But on Sunday, I was jumping up to every time that it was necessary. And I just thank the Lord for how he did. And I have felt energized ever since. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank the Lord for touching both. Amen. Our sisters, God is real. His presence is real. And that's why we come. Amen. We gather. You know, I was looking at some of the video, and Brother Mark was all over it tonight. You start looking at one reel, my God, it just reels you in. And sometimes can be so innocent. You know, I was watching a minister making a statement in a reel. He says, "You know, I don't appreciate people saying things like you don't really need to go to church. You know, because you know that's just not necessary. It's not. You know, you don't have to do that." And they say, "Well, you say, you know, you also, when people say that, why don't they apply the same thing that you don't need to go to the hospital when you get sick? You know, it's just not really necessary. You know, you get sick, you don't really go sick. And also, why don't you apply, you don't really need to go to work. If you don't really want to, you don't have to go to work." He said, "But, you know, if you start missing a couple of days like that without calling in, letting nobody know you're at, eventually you're not going to have no job." And he's saying, "It's not, we don't go to church because we have to go, but this is where we come meet God." And we want to meet God, right? And it's just something about when our faith is elevated, and you know, and you get into one of the services where you know God's just anointing us like that. I mean, you don't want nobody telling you about that. You want to be a part of it, amen. So we thank the Lord that His presence is real, and we're feeling Him, amen, right here in our midst. Thank you all for your testimonies. We'll have a word of prayer for the request that came in on tonight. Amen. I know two sisters. Sister Dixon, is she good with her procedure? It's Friday. Okay. Sister Virginia, she had her procedure today. Anybody hear anything? Okay. All right. Well, let's just keep both, amen, in prayer. All right. Praise the Lord. Father, we come in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for these powerful testimonies, Lord, that have come forth, different saints going through in their body and how you would touch them right here. And God, some immediately, our precious sister Esther immediately touched, and Sister Tina and Sister Burrs felt it, oh God, as well. Three, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So God, we know you were here, and we know that you're still working, you know, on that. Even our sister Shalom is another witness, God, of you moving. And I know there are other testimonies, God, that things that occurred tomorrow about this time. So Lord, we receive that and we walk in that. Father, we come with a couple other requests on our heart. We want to remember our precious sister Dixon, Lord, as she's preparing for a procedure. And God, we know Sister Virginia also had to go through a procedure. Pray that you would touch her and let her, Lord, just heal properly. And Sister Dixon, as she goes, may you go before her and just give a peace, Lord, that passes all understanding in the whole situation. May she come through with flying colors. There be no issues at all, Father, with the procedure, we pray. You told us what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So we bind the hands of the enemy that would try to take advantage of this situation. We pray the Spirit of God would have complete and total control in the midst of it. Father, Buttercup is getting ready to go to school. Just a young little girl, first time in school and on tomorrow. But God, may you go before her. Give her peace. Protect her, Lord, in that school. And we know how evil and how wicked things are nowadays, but may you be her divine protection, Father, in the midst of that school. And give her the peace that passeth all understanding. May you guide and guard her heart and help her to excel and do well in her classwork. Father, we also want to remember Sister Michelle's mother, Lord, at running through tests and everything, not feeling her best. We just heard that you touched different ones here, so we ask that you would do the same for Mother. Lord, that you would raise her up and that the test would come back, Father, negative. And Lord, that she would just gain the strength that she needs. And Lord, that she would walk out of that hospital and Lord, just going back to her home, feeling her normal self. Father, we just commit her, Father, into your hands. Also, Brother Mark's friend's grandmother needs a touch in her body. We pray that you would just minister to her need. Brother Quentin's mother, Sister Geneva, Lord, she needs a touch, Lord, even tonight. Hadn't been able to eat properly, and they found, Lord, this condition there, this ulcer. Pray, Father, that you bring complete and total healing to her body, that her appetite would be restored, and, Father, she'd be made whole by your grace. We also want to remember Brother Wesco, Lord. I know he's also been going through a little week in his body, and the enemy attacking him. But we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give him strength, that you would raise him up for your glory, and Father, that you would just touch him. A man that has prayed for so many others, now we pray for him, God, and ask that you would move by your Spirit, amen, upon his needs. And God, we just give you all the glory. Watch over the saints as they prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. May you bring us back at the appointed time, Lord, on Sunday. May the Spirit of God, Lord, just meet us in a very, very special way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I think I forgot to mention this Friday is Tape Friday. And but this Friday is Tape Friday. I know I have it in the app as to what the tape is, but in our church app, you just look on the calendar and it shows you what the tape is. But that day on Calvary, okay, that day on Calvary. So don't forget that. That'll be on this Friday night. God bless you. Amen. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. God bless.